These waves surge up, reaching out with crests resembling claws. Mieko Murase is the Metropolitan Special Consultant for Japanese Art.
The waves look rather frightening, menacing, and there is a sort of demon-like figure, particularly on the left-hand side.
Look carefully. The wave demon almost seems to have a long snout. The artist was Ogata Kurin, the leading decorative master of his generation.
What we think is most interesting about this screen is that it has the artist's seal, which he started using in 1704. He was fairly old by then. He's a quintessential Kyoto person, very cultivated person, but he was not doing very well in Kyoto financially, and he went to Edo, which is Tokyo, looking for a better patron. He was rather disappointed in this new environment, and he started copying old paintings, ink paintings.
In fact, the depiction of waves is an ancient Chinese tradition, where it often had literary and religious overtones. Here, Corinne uses the Chinese technique of painting in monochrome ink with holding two brushes together. This creates the parallel outlines you see, which describe the wave's contours. But instead of painting on white paper as a Chinese artist would, Corinne painted on squares of applied gold leaf. The gold would have fit well into the opulent homes of his new Japanese patrons in Edo. This is a screen that folds in the middle to stand in a room.
Folding screens are really movable furniture. You can even take them outdoors.